Karla, K-A-R-L-A, Pouncy, P-O-U-N-C-E, Y-810-56, hip complaints, lower abdominal pain. Ms. Pouncy is a well-known 6 or 7 year old woman with history of diabetes, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, DVT, and arthritis in the past, who comes in today with another bout of diverticulitis. Patient has had severe diverticulitis, in which has required hospitalization, but she knows when to come see us when she has diarrhea, slight pain, and starts on antibiotics. Unfortunately, she's allergic to many antibiotics, but she's done great with Rocephin and Levaquin so far. Period. Allergy reviewed. Medication reviewed opposite page. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband. Just recently got over COVID. Both her and her husband were very sick. Surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, adenoids, and tonsils. Medical problems as above. COVID immunization up to date. Family history, no change reported from previously. That was on today. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She also complains of left shoulder pain, is not short of breath, is not having any cardiac symptoms. Definitely pain can be reproduced by movement of her arm. Patient has seen a cardiologist in the past and was told a couple of years ago it is another stress test because of some blockages, diffuse blockages in her heart, but she hasn't gone back to do that. We need to set that up for her as well. Period. She weighs 216 pounds. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. 96%, 97.8, 16, 74, 118 over 62. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Make sure JVD skin shows no rash or mucosa with analgesia. On the surgery, put down bladder surgery and mesh surgery as well. Left lower quadrant, tenderness, slight no rebound, no rigidity. Number one, lower abdominal pain. Number two, Levaquin, 751 today. Number three, left shoulder pain. I'm going to switch her from Mobic and Tramadol that she's on to Seglentis, two tablets BID. Next time we'll come back on Friday. Next number, set up an appointment to see a cardiologist for further workup of her heart and history of diffuse coronary artery disease in the past. Next number, status post-COVID. Next number is no pneumonia. Next number, I did not give her any tramadol today except for 60 tablets of Seglentus, S-E-G-L-I-N-T-U-S, as I mentioned. Next number, patient tolerated the Rocephin before discharge. Thank you.